Blog Talk Radio.
Shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and cities thereabout. And we want to just send you greetings today. Yes, yes, we want to let you know that we love you. We still do. You haven't called us yet, but we love you just the same. We really, really, really do. And we want you to have the best today. So right here and now, if you haven't gotten your prayer request in, at 347-857-3925. If you haven't gotten your request in, well, now it's not my fault, but I want you to call us and let us know so we can put you on our list, okay? Here is our sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, giving God all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto his holy name. Thanking God for this day, Lord. Father God, as we come before you, Lord, Father God, ask you, Lord, Father God, for forgiveness, Lord, Father God, of any sin, Father God, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, and in actions, Lord, Father. We thank you, Father God, for being that merciful and forgiving God, Lord, Father God, that God of second chances, Lord, Father. Father God, as we come before you, touching and agreeing, Lord, Father God, with each and every name, Lord, Father God, upon this prayer request, Lord, Father. Father God, we come before you, holy and Felicia, in prayer, Lord, Father God, thanking you, Lord, Father God, for bringing her out of the hospital, Lord, Father. We ask you, Father God, to continue, Lord, Father God, to touch her body right now, Lord, Father, for you say, by your stripes, we are healed, Lord, Father. So, Father, we thank you for the healing, Lord, Father God, in Felicia right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we thank you, Lord, Father God, how you also brought out Kathleen Howell, Lord, Father God, out of the hospital, Lord, Father. We ask you, Father God, to continue, Lord, Father God, also, Lord, Father God, to heal her body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. For we know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord, Father. Father God, those, Father God, including Jackie, Lord, Father, that was in the hospital, Lord, Father God, and how you brought her out also, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for each and every person, Lord, Father God, that continue, Lord, Father God, to touch and agree with us, Lord, Father God, as we hold the prayer list to you, Lord, Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to continue to touch those, Lord, Father God. Father God, that has lost loved ones, Lord Father, Brett and Sid and their family members, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, to continue, Lord Father God, to touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we ask you to touch Naomi right now, Lord Father God. Shield, protect her, Lord Father God. Touch her mind, Lord Father God. Give her peace, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we ask you, Lord Father God, to continue to touch Lamar right now, Lord Father. We continue to pray for favor and guidance, Lord Father God, understanding, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, those, Lord Father God, that are dealing, Lord Father God, with cancer, Lord Father God, Father God, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to pluck it up right now, Lord, Father God. Root it out right now, all the tentacles that go along with it right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We thank you, Father God, for cleansing their bodies right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father God, to touch Evangelist Allison Moore Smith, Lord, Father God. Continue, Lord, Father God, to touch Deidre right now, Lord, Father God. Continue, Lord, Father God, to heal their bodies right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We continue to pray for Chad Nimhart, Lord, Father God, and Cindy, Lord, Father, as they continue, Lord, Father God, to recover, Lord, Father God, from their car accidents right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, we know nothing is too hard for you, Lord, Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for everything, Father God, that you're doing, Lord, Father God, have done, Lord, Father God, and still doing, Lord, Father. I ask you, Father God, to touch each and every listener, Lord, Father God, that are listening on this line right now, Lord, Father. Those, Father God, that will be listening at a later date, Lord, Father. Father God, you know what they need, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for peace, Lord, Father. We thank you for understanding, Lord, Father. We thank you for joy right now, Lord, Father. We thank you for the overflow, Lord, Father God, of your blessings, Lord, Father God, upon them right now, Lord. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, canceling all assignment, Lord, Father God, that was sent towards this broadcast, Lord, Father God, to hinder it, Lord, Father God, hinder the word that's coming forth. We render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for the power, Lord, Father God, to speak it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, I ask you right now, Lord, Father God, to decrease, Lord, Father God, my apostle, my pastor, my deacon, Lord, Father God. I ask you, Father God, to decrease them, Lord, Father God, as the word come forth, Lord, Father. Take them, Lord, Father God, to another dimension in you, Lord, Father. And, Father God, I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. I trust that you feel better. I trust that you feel better now, those of you that heard, and that check with your relatives and see how they are doing, because we believe in the power of prayer. We believe that prayer going to get the job done. Don't just lay there and be miserable and hurt and pain and all the things that you desire that you need God to do. Just give us a call, 347-857-3925. Give us a call. Call us while we're on air. Let us know today that you enjoy the ministry that we're being ministered here with. And, you know, just tell us something good. You know, we need some encouragement, too. All right, so we'll be listening for your call. Oh, yes, we will. Praise God. Now, we want to now give you a little short word. Now, I've given this to you before, and I'm going to give it to you again. Prejudice is a wall of fear built on the sands of suspicion surrounding the city of insecurity. Prejudice is a wall of fear built on the sands of suspicion surrounding the city of insecurity. All right, giving yourselves accordingly, praise God. You know, we want to thank God for you, 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 and you, and we want to mention, you know, we have listeners that listen on a continual basis, and we thank God for each and every one of them. We thank God for our own, the illustrious Diane Dungy. We thank God for her, yes, 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 being with us a lot of times that she can, and she very seldom misses. We thank God for her. We thank God for her praying for us. We thank God for the ministry, her ministry also, and I trust that you are too enjoying her. We thank God for, guess who we thank God for? Our good friend, Yes, 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 a daughter in the Lord, Nessie Ritter. We thank God for her. Yes, we do. We really just want to let her know we appreciate her. We thank God for Elizabeth Mays. I believe I'm saying it correctly, in Connecticut. We thank God for her also, very close to us. And we send our prayers to each one of these especially. And we thank God for Mr. B. Also today, praise God. We thank God for him from time to time being on the air also. We appreciate everything. We appreciate you. We appreciate your praying. We appreciate you today. I just feel that I should tell you that because, you know, you may be discouraged sometime and think nobody don't appreciate you, but I do. And if you call me, so I can know your name and your number too, you call me, I'll let you know how much I appreciate you too. Yes, I will. Because why? I just love people. You know, it don't matter what kind of people you are. I just love people. Yes, yes. And we want to thank God for Diane being here. Yes, yes. We thank God for her. And we also thank God for Deacon Mike. He's not feeling the best, you know. He had to rush back to the doctor on yesterday. Amen. So pray for him and pray for him in his heart area. Pray for him in his heart area. Okay, praise God. Amen. 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 Let me tell you, when they start messing around with the heart, you know how that is. It ain't no plaything. You know. My. Glory to God. But you know the devil was going to try to stop you any way he can. He don't care where he have to hit you or who he have to hit to get you, do he? Ah, my. Well, we do thank God for being alive, don't you? What kind of weather do you have? I don't know what kind of weather you have, but we got some crazy weather going on. We don't know what's next, okay? You think you got a sunny day and it turned out to be just make it like it. You know, end up being something else before the day is over. So you expect anything today, okay? But while you're expecting it, I want you to know one thing. God is still on your side. And let me tell you, let me say this one. I just want to send my prayers out to the people in Greensboro, North Carolina. They had quite a tear up there. And one of the things that got me so, you know, did so much for me, knowing that God is real, when the wind, it was so strong, it picked the house up off the foundation and set it over to the side. Now, I don't know why it was done, but the people was inside when it picked it up, and they didn't get hurt. Now, don't you know there ain't nothing but God? Nothing but God. And I'm going, oh, my God. And it just picked it up off the foundation and set it on the side. Now, I wonder what was wrong with the foundation. I don't know, but God just moved it. My showing forth his glory in the land, even in that hour, you know, knowing that he is still a real God. He's still a God that's mindful of everything in our lives. Even when storms come in our life, he's still right there to carry you through and carry you over. Honey, I appreciate that today. And we've had so much sickness and pain in our family lately, you know. If it ain't one, it's the other. Praise God. And the enemy just touching from one to the other. How about your family? Are you getting any slack there? Because you know what I say? We must be doing something good. Oh, he's afraid of us. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The devil is scared of us. He don't want us to get a foothold. Honey, let me tell you, but the more he press on me, the more I'm going to push. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Hey, my Lord. Hallelujah. You know, all he do is make you mad. Don't do devil make you mad? This is time to talk about it, right? And we talk about it. We talk about it. You know the devil make you mad. You know you mad, huh? But is you mad enough to do something about do what? Come forth with a revolution. Hallelujah, Jesus. We going to show him we will not be hindered. We will not stop or quit. We're going to keep on going, aren't we? I know I just need somebody to help me praise the Lord. I need somebody that's going to help me lift up Jesus and help me tell the devil and all his imps that the more you beat on me, the more I'm going to rise. Because when I was born a bouncing ball, and I'm still bouncing. Every time you try to inflate me, take all the air out of me, what happened? I come up and rise again, oh, by the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah, Jesus, praise God. You know, just make me mad. Every time he tried to do something in my family to me, trying to stop me and get me to doubt God, but honey, you just took too long to do that. You should have did it before, devil. Hallelujah. I'm a little further in the Lord, and I trust him more than I did before. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you know, I have to think about what Diane Dungey says. Faith is no accident. Honey, it ain't no accident I'm talking like this. Come on now, because let me tell you, every time we get on the air and we start to rave about our Lord, he decide to put something else on us. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. But I can say thank you, Jesus, anyhow. I just thank God. You know what? Come on, can't you laugh at the devil? Let him know, say, listen, you ain't stopping me. Hey, every time you try to stop me, let me tell you, I just get a little bit more strength, and I can just rise up one more time. Hallelujah. I just need somebody to help me. Help me give him a black eye today. Let's make him shake. Huh? Let's make him shimmer and shake. Yeah, hallelujah, Jesus. You say, why are you so happy? You got $1 million? No, I ain't got $1 million. I ain't hardly got one. But you know, praise God, let me tell you, I'm just happy about Jesus because I know everything going to be all right anyhow. And you know the song we used to sing, old song, hallelujah, anyhow. That's just what we're doing, hallelujah, anyhow. Oh, glory to God. Woo, my God, my God. Let me just give you some kind of word here. Because I'm having a good time in Jesus, just knowing that I'm doing something to make him want to keep hitting me with this, that, and the other. He'll hit my children, then he'll hit me, then he hit everybody in the house. He go from one to the other, from one thing to the other. Are you like that today? Let me tell you, honey, you got the victory. Oh, my, tell the devil right now, I got the victory. I am victorious. I am victory itself. And I shall not be moved. Oh, my God, I shall not be moved. My God, you know he just keep on hitting, don't you? And there's another song saying the storms keep on rolling in my life. They do, don't they? They keep rolling on in your life, don't you? Every time you look, here's another one. Think this one come, and ain't nothing going to come for a while, but you look around, there's another one. My. But let me tell you, honey, you got the victory. I can keep on saying that and saying it and saying it and saying it until somebody get a hold of it, that you are victorious. You are the winner. Oh, after all is said and done, you still win. Don't matter if you got pain from your kneecap all the way to your toe cap, from your toe cap to your head cap. Don't care where it is, you got a pain. But it don't matter because you still got the victory. Because you what? Overcome it. Yeah, and I ain't talking about with no bare aspen either. You overcome it through Jesus Christ. Do you get it? Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. I'm feeling mighty good right about now. I better come on and let you tell you what God gave me to tell you. Yes, yes, yes. All right. You know, I'm going to let somebody else come in here. We don't know which one of these preachers are going to come in, whether these here or the ones on the other end of the radio. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my, my, my. Look at Jesus. You know what? Let me just tell you this. We should talk about it, right? Let me tell you. Every time when you start to make up your mind and go forth in Jesus, don't the devil come around?
Oh, he sure
does. He discourages you so. He discouraged me so much this past month and last week. In the week before, he discouraged me so bad. Let me tell you, I wasn't going to quit. I was just sitting, just thinking, saying, meditating, God, okay, how do we get through this? How do we get through this? How do we get through this? You know, just keep asking him, how do we get through it, you know? And the devil gets you in that position. Then people come around, and they add fuel to the fire. You know, people that you thought was on your side and will encourage you and everything. You know, you think you got some people around you that's doing it, but then the people don't encourage you, you know. They come up with a whole lot of negative stuff, and you don't want to hear that. No, you need some encouragement, do you see? That's why I'm taking time to talk to you today. Now, this is all you got to do. I'm going to go in here, very familiar scripture today to many of you, and it's called chapter 15 of St. John. Everybody know it. Most of the people know it. Those of you that don't know it, I will make you familiar with it. And it goes, it doesn't start at the first verse. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Now, it's written in red. So when it's written in red, that means Jesus is talking, right? Okay, he's introducing himself. Hello. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, do you have to be purged today? Are you being purged today? I really want to know today. Are you out to bear fruit? Or you out to destroy fruit? What kind of fruit do you have? I'm just asking these few questions as we go along. Now, you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now, if you have any doubt, the words that God has already spoken to you, Jesus Christ has already spoken to you, you are clean through the word that he gave you. Now, he's given you who you are, who he is, and who you are, and what you are to do. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now, listen, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. You can't bear no fruit by yourself. Hello. Just like can't no woman have a baby by herself, except it was Mary. The virgin Mary that. Now, there ain't but one virgin Mary. Now, I don't care what people saying in the world and how they want to twist things out. Jesus had got a family over there in overseas in Asia Minor somewhere. I don't believe all that stuff. Listen here. What did he tell you? Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. You got to get connected today. Now, this is the day for you to get connected. Do you hear what I'm saying? Right now, if you are disconnected, we're going to reconnect you. And it ain't going to cost you nothing right now. Hmm? Come on now. Mm-hmm. And he said, no more can you in me. All right, now this is where we're going today. This is where we are. We one thing we're doing, abiding in the vine. This principal thing, is that right? But let me tell you, but you are just got reconnected. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. I know you've been a little disconnected and out of sorts and seem like your lights ain't on, and you know, and then again it could be on, but just ain't nobody home. You know, sometimes these things happen. Do you get the picture? Yes, yes, yes. And then he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He's still letting you know who he is. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. He's telling us we are to bring forth fruit, and much fruit, if you abide in him. Now you can bring fruit by yourself a little bit. You go out there, you know how they have people out there picking oranges. You ever seen them pick oranges on them orange trees? I don't know what kind of tree. Now, I'll tell you one tree I wouldn't want to pick nothing of is pecans. That looked like a hard task, picking pecans. You ever seen a pecan tree? Oh, my God. I'll shake it and let them fall on the ground and pick them up. You know, that's the way you do that. But praise God. See, God has given us jobs to do. He's given us people in our lives. Huh? That is the fruit. The people is our fruit. And we don't think nothing of it because we don't tell nobody about the Lord God Almighty who we are abiding in, who we are connected to. We don't talk about it. It's like it's a quietly kept secret. Well, the secret is out today. Because you're going to open your mouth and you're going to go forth because you want him to do all kind of things for you. You want him to heal. You want him to deliver. You want him to make a way for you. You want him to provide for you. You want him to touch your children. You want him to buy you a house. You want him to buy you a car. You want a diamond ring. You want all these things you want, but you're not willing to abide in it. And this is why he's saying, I am the vine, and he told you, you the branches. But this is where you got to get connected. He says in the same scripture, the fifth verse, for without me you cannot do nothing. Huh? You don't have a leg to stand on without Jesus. And let me tell you, people are going around saying you don't need Jesus to go to heaven. Well, I don't know what they're talking about, because that's not what my Bible says, unless they got a different Bible. And I'm not looking for another Bible but the one I got. Okay? And the thing is this, you can do nothing without him. Okay? You need Jesus. Huh? Now, I know you say, well, you know, Jesus wasn't a no prophet and Jesus wasn't the Son of God. Well, that's your opinion. You allowed your opinion now. You can have that opinion. Yeah, I don't have to agree with it just because you said it. To me, he is real. To me, he is the Son of God. To me, he is God. Do you know, he is my Savior. Did you get it? If you don't want him as a Savior, that's you. Because I'm abiding in him. How about you? I know you're going to do it today. And he says on, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. Oh, Lord have mercy, that's a mouthful, isn't it? If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And catch this now. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Whoo! Men Men cast them. Men gathered them up and cast them. Oh, my goodness. We've been saying God going to throw us in the fire, didn't we? Well, what did he say here? Let's read that again. Let's try to see what he's saying there. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men, M-E-N, gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Just like a branch, you know, branches get kind of brittle, break off the trees, or the storm blew the branches off. You take them and throw them in the fire, burn them somewhere, don't you? Somebody burn them if you don't. It's illegal to burn them in some neighborhoods, so, okay, they take them somewhere else and burn them, all right? But they get burned. And the same with you, okay, if you don't abide in Jesus. Now, you got a group, you got people going around, they don't abide in Jesus. They abide in everybody. They got, as Bishop say, they got Buddha and Sun Mean Sun or whatever his name is. They got, what's that other man, Joseph Smith and Muhammad and all these people, they abiding in, abiding with, any way you want to put it, and they can't get them to where they should go, huh? They can get them somewhere now. I don't know where they place going to be, but it ain't with Jesus. Okay, because he say, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withered. He done withered up before he got there. Hello, somebody. Huh? He already withered. Huh? You find people dry in church. Huh? There's no anointing. There's no fire anywhere. Their testimonies is boring and dead because they might have the same testimony they had 100 years ago. I don't know, and God ain't did no new thing in their life. Because of what? They stopped trusting him. Huh? They stopped talking about him. They stopped telling the world, proclaiming the gospel all over. They stopped doing that. And when you stop doing that, how can you have a testimony? Because you're not abiding in him anymore because you don't talk about him. You talk about your boyfriend, you talk about your girlfriend, you talk about your wife, or well, you're supposed to talk about your wife or your husband. Huh? You're supposed to, what come out your lips? Not somebody else, husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever the case may be. Yours. Supposed to come out. Is Jesus your Savior? Then he is your everything you need. He ought to be coming out your mouth all the time. You ought to be talking about him all the time. Huh? Oh, yes, Jesus. Today they'll tell you, say, I wish you shut up because I'm sick of hearing you and your Jesus. You know they'll tell you that too, right? Amen. But let me tell you now, let's find out, are you abiding in him today? Have you got withered up now? You ain't got no testimony. You don't want to come to church half of the time. You stay home, right? Huh? Now, I ain't talking about if you're sick now. If you're sick, you know, you don't want to go to church and spread all whatever you got. But you stay home and, you know, work on it and to get rid of it, whatever it is. I know some people it's hard. You need somebody to bring you to church. And the folks today, they ask God for a car and they don't want to give you no ride. You ever seen that? Oh, Lord, if you give me a car, give me this, come on, Lord, I'll pick up the sister Annabelle and Deacon Hoka Hoka and take them to church. Make all these promises to God, these vows to God. God, give you a car, and soon as them sisters and brother ask you for a ride, you ain't got time. Now, you know that ain't right. Are you abiding in Christ? You're not abiding in Christ because you see your brother or sister in need. They do not maybe perhaps know how to drive. Maybe they can't drive at this time. Something is wrong. They don't have their driving license. Maybe something, anything could be wrong. But why can't you take them to church? You going that way anyway. Huh? Why can't you take them? You asked God for the car, didn't you? See? They won't even pick them up. And ain't no sense in me telling you to pick up them ones that ain't saved. Because I know you ain't going to pick them up anyhow. Huh? Now, you got a neighbor that's not saved, and you know they're not saved. You ask them, say, oh, well, why don't you come over to my church sometime? Well, I would, but I don't have a ride. Do you say, well, I'll pick you up? See, I'll tell them in a minute, hey, I'll come pick you up now. I'll come pick you up just to see where they're going. Do they want to go? And find out, even some of them church people, you know I would be the church, but I said, well, you need me to come pick you up? Well, you know, no. I'll get a ride. You know they lying. Then I am now beginning to ask, where is the Christ in you? If I just ask you, you want to go to church, you having a little difficult getting there. You say you want to come, and then when I say I'll pick you up, you back out. Now, I think something wrong with that picture, don't you? Something, you're not abiding in Christ. You ain't connected. Hey, you're not connected. Come on now. Now, he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Now, first on, so we got to establish the fact here. Is the word of God abiding in you? When the word came, did it get to you? Is it in you? Is it on your lips, at the tip of your tongue? Can you share it with somebody? Come on, tell me something now. Will you share it with somebody? Now, if he is abiding in you and his words abiding in you, listen here, you're going to share. That's it. You're going to tell somebody else because you're happy, your heart is happy, and, oh, you just overjoyed with Jesus and everything. You just got to tell them. I don't care whether they listen or not. You just tell them. Huh? Something will get to them sooner or later. Did you hear me? Something will get to them sooner or later. I'm trying to remember the person. I don't know what city that was. But I used to aggravate them every time I see them. Boy, I mean, I'd be on them. Woo, by Jesus and going to church with me and all of this. And I ain't had no car. I had to catch the bus at the time. Okay, but anyway, I say, come on, go to church with me. Go, we can catch the bus together. You know, we can do that. If you get a car, or got a car, I can ride with you. But they just tell me, oh, not today. And every time I see them, I jump on them again. Oh boy, after a while, I just stop. And you know, those same people caught up with me and asked me, well, what's wrong? You don't come by and say nothing no more. I said, well, I thought I was aggravating you and getting on your nerve. They say, well, you was, but I liked it. I thought that was odd. I thought that was so funny. But you know, when Jesus abides in you, you want to share him, don't you? I know I do. What did he say? Now listen what he said. Herein is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit, for so shall ye be my disciples. Now, you want to be a disciple of Christ, that's the way you got to do it. Now, I don't know how you've been taught how to do it, but I'm telling you what he's saying here. That's how you do what? That's how you be able to be his disciple. You ain't no disciple if you ain't can't talk about him. What disciple are you when you don't tell people about Jesus? When he gave us all the command, go ye into all the world and preach my and teach my gospel to every creature. Just teach, preach to them in all the world, wherever you go. Huh? What are you telling them? You're telling them about the words that is in you that Christ gave you to do, what he told you to do, because he wants you to bear much fruit, a lot of fruit. This is what he wants you to do. This is what he sent us to do. This is why you're saved, too, to bring others along with you as you go into the kingdom yourself. Huh? You don't want to go by yourself, do you? You want to have some stars in your crown, don't you? I know you do. Now, you can't get no stars staying home and not talking to nobody when you go out. You can go to the grocery store and talk to somebody. Smile at them and talk to them. I tell you, I had a lot of promises going shopping. I go to the grocery store, I go to any other kind of store, and I start up a conversation with people, and I just talk. And, you know, they tell me, where your church at? No, goodwill, they ain't coming. But they ask you. See? If they come in, they'll look around, and they don't see nobody, I guess, smiling like me and doing like me, so they want to go out. Oh, God, I'm telling you, God is good. Let me tell you, I was doing revival in New York, and, you know, I seen somebody there. I pray for everybody, talk to them. You know, I don't care what denomination you in. I don't care what color you is. You let me, I'm going to talk to you about my Jesus. Because I value him a lot. In my life, I just let him have complete control. Do you know when I left, a lady left New York to come to where I was, the church where I was? She wanted to move there. That made me feel so good. I said, Lord, it was worth the revival. It was worth that trip. It was worth it. And she came from New York to Florida. I say, Lord, I thank you for her. God is good to me. I'm telling you, because you got the body, and he said you bring forth much fruit. And God blessed. He blessed. He said you ask what you will. He's given you what? If you abide in him, he has given you something, that power. To do what? Ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Huh? It shall be. It ain't a maybe or perhaps. It shall. Huh? It shall be done unto you. What do you want God to do for you today? Have you thought in your mind today what you want him to do? Huh? Did you? I'd like to know. Because God wants to really pour out his blessings upon you. Yes, he do. He waiting just for you. But he can't do anything because you what? You tie his hands up, don't you? Huh? You tie his hands up because you really don't want to see the hand of God work, or you don't go up here and do what he tell you to do. You don't abide in him. You don't talk about him. You don't tell nobody. You want to keep your salvation to yourself. How you do that? And you ain't no minister. How could you say you're ministering? You ain't using the words that he's given you. You know you haven't. All right. Praise God. Let's go to First John. First John, not Saint John, but First John, the second chapter. Let's see, and around the sixth verse. Start at sixth verse. Well, let's start at the fifth verse first. But whoso keep his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. See, there's a surety of knowing whether God is in you or not. But But see, you first got to abide in it. And you first got to have that word there. You hear what I'm saying? Hmm? Keep his word. Hear what he say. Keep his word. In him verily is the love of God perfected. So God will be perfected in you. Hmm? And then you know of a surety that God is where? In you. And then the six say, he that saith he abideth in him, if you say it, ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. Hello. Now that speaks volumes, doesn't it? Huh? Come on now. Ha! Hallelujah. This word, the word of God, is just so. How can you make it without it? Huh? How do you make it without it? Huh? My, my, my. Let's see here. I see something here. The 24th verse of the 1 John, 2nd chapter. The 2nd chapter. Let's see, the 24th verse. And it says, let that therefore abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. Verse long, so did you hear it? Huh? If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you. Now listen, you know when it say if it shall remain in you, you can go to church and hear the word, but it won't remain, don't it? No, soon as you get out the door, maybe before you get out the door, it's gone. Hmm? Ye shall continue in the Son and in the Father. You ain't going to have one without the other now. Hello. Now, they can tell you it's Jesus only. They can tell you it's only God, the Father. But what did he say? Hmm? You remain in you, you shall also continue in the Son and in the Father. Huh? See your connection now? And he said, and this is the promise that he had promised us, even eternal life. He promised you that. See? And when God promised something, he keeps it. Ooh, let me tell you, he keeps it. Huh? You don't believe he keeps it, do you? Oh, my, 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 my. You just don't want to believe it today. Lord, have mercy. God is always there. He's given you eternal life. He'll be right there with you all the time, all the way. He won't never leave you. My God. All right, 1 John 3. I'm going to try 3:24. Is 3:24? No. Where am I at? Praise God. I'm all the way on in 4. Praise God, but 24. And he that keep his commandment dwell in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abided in us by the Spirit which he had given us. You know, people today do not know when God is with them or not. You know? But now, listen, if you read the scripture, you'll find out, won't you? Huh? If you read the scripture. But if you don't read the scripture, that means what? You ain't going to find out. You ain't going to know. Huh? See what I'm talking about? You don't really want to know whether God with you or not, do you? Ha ha. Oh, my goodness. Now, that's tell the truth. Huh? Okay, let's backtrack a few minutes to 1 John. Praise God. The 27th verse we was talking about, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not know that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things, and is true, and is no lie, and even as it had taught you, you shall abide in him. So what was taught you? What did you learn? Did somebody tell you there's one organization that says that Jesus is, let me see how they say it, ain't nothing but Jesus. Another one say nothing but the Father. And you believe that. But did you read the book? And find out? You can't have one without the other. You cannot have one without the other. That's all there is to it. You got, where's your hope? It's in Jesus. What? He said you must be born again, born of the water and of the Spirit. This is what the Bible tells you. How are you going to be born with just one? He said the Father and the Son. Now, how are you going to go with just one? You cannot separate them. No, they've had their little separation already when Jesus got on the cross and God had to not look at what he was going through, the pain and suffering he was going through. He had to allow him to do it, to accomplish what he was there for, to save the world, save mankind if they want to be saved. And I don't mean believe once saved, always saved. When you step out of the fold, you out. And you may get caught out. Don't take a chance. See, tell you today, do not take a chance with your soul. Tell me, oh, I'll come back. I'll come back. No, no, no. If Jesus tells you to come on back in there and stay, you better do that. Because, listen, that may be the end of that. He may be through. Remember what he said, he long-suffering. He is long-suffering. He suffered long with us through a whole lot of garbage that we have. But when he says it's time for you to come in and give up, you better do it. Because you may not have another chance. Don't play with your soul, you see. You get there, stay there. And listen, when you need help, let me tell you, when you need help, stop trying to be so prideful you don't need no help. I got this. What is you got? Nothing. Let's talk about that word, though, abide, abide, what we was dealing with, To wait patiently for. To withstand, you withstand in vain. You persevere. You do all of this. See, with abide. When you abide, you go through a lot. You hear what I'm saying? Now, I like the part where the dictionary say to remain in one place or state. And another word is you continue. And another word was endure. You endure hardness as a good soldier. See, it's going to get hard sometime. He didn't say it wasn't going to get hard and things was going to be difficult. You're going to have all kind of challenges coming your way. And the person that preaches, they used to tell me, I was connected to a church one time, talking about they won't, you ain't gonna have no problems. Say you ain't, you must be ain't saved, cause you got so many problems, so many things happen to you. See, they didn't go to too much is given, much is required. They didn't see that scripture. You see, when God give you a lot, he requires a lot from you. So therefore, there's all types of things, situations, challenges, chaos, and everything always coming up. And you always got an enemy, always jealous of you and intimidated by you, or whatever, don't like you for whatever reason they don't like you. But just because that's their makeup, are you going to do the same? Are you going to allow that to contaminate you? Endure. Or persevere, you see. But while you're doing it, you're going to remain in one place. You're going to abide on the vine. The vine is Jesus, and that's who you're going to abide with. You're not going to allow Jesus to deteriorate in your life. You're going to allow him to keep growing and growing and growing until you reach the top. This is what you're going to let him grow in you. Huh? You're going to conform to whatever he put before you to conform to. This is what you're going to do. And those of you that hear me today, this is what you're going to do. Because, listen, remember in Isaiah 40, he said, the grass withers, the flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand forever. See? You're not going to be that withered person. You're not going to wither. Because you're abiding on the vine. Come on now. You're abiding there. You will remain. And I'm talking to you. I'm talking to somebody today. I know you feel like quitting and giving up. I know things is hard and you want to do so much and everything. But think about this. When you had your freedom to do everything, you did the opposite. You made the choice. So the choice that you made caused you to be in the predicament that you're in at this time. But let me tell you one thing today. You continue to abide in the word. Hear this word today. And you shall come forth and bring more fruit too. Did you hear it? Because you're doing what? You're continuing. You're remaining in that word of the living God. You're standing tall in it, holding on to his unchanging hand, and you refuse to let go. You're going to be like that tree that's near the water, standing by the water. You're going to say, I shall not be moved, standing there. And you're going to bear whatever storm comes. Talk to yourself now. You're going to bear it. You're going to make it through because you're not doing it by yourself. Because you're abiding in the vine, which is Jesus Christ. Because he said, I am the true vine. And it definitely ain't no faith. Come on now. Talk to me. Talk to me. Hallelujah. God is working it out for you. Right now. Didn't he promise you he would never leave you nor forsake you? Didn't he promise you that? Well, why? You're going to allow the devil to tell you that he's forsaken you. Oh, that devil will come up with stuff every time. You know he's the master with twisting words. Twist any word to make you think that God don't love you anymore. He threw you away. He'll twist them any way he can to get you and anybody's words. But I say in all you're getting, get an understanding. If you don't understand something and you think it's mean one thing and it's going to cause you a breakup or a breakout or whatever you want to call it, then go to the person and meet it face to face. Talk to them and see just what it is and get it from the horse's mouth yourself. Stop listening to the other thing, the other people talking, because half of the time people make up stuff or they forget half of it and they tell you some things that's not right. And then there you go. You're going off with them. And you lose sight of Jesus. You're not abiding anymore in his word. You're not listening to his word. He promised you he'd never leave you nor forsake you. He's still there. And if you're sick, he said, by my stripes you are healed. He already told you that. You're healed. He told you he'd go be with you if you're in the place where your life is threatened. He's with you. But can you say, Jesus, in that hour, or will fear grip? Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I need you. Can you cry out to him and call him? And he says he's a very present help in the time of your trouble. See? very present, right there at the hour that you need it. But the fact is that we have so many cobwebs in our mind until we cannot see past them to the one that we are abiding in, the one whose word is in us. We cannot reach down and grab hold of one word to pull you out. All you need is one word to pull you out. Do you hear me today? Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't you want one word? One word to say. He said, you shall ask what you will. This is what he said. Huh? You shall ask what you will. He said it'll be done unto you. You can have it. If it's healing, it can be done unto you. Huh? Now, don't ask me, well, why so long? I've been like this so long. Maybe it's long to you, but it ain't long to God. At his given time, he will heal you if you hold on and you keep the faith and stop being wishy-washy. Well, today I believe you, tomorrow I don't. And I was telling somebody, I said, you know, we believe more what the doctors say than what the Bible says. We'll follow the doctor's prescription right down to a T, but we won't follow Jesus' prescription. Hello. Truth is delight, y'all. Hello. Think about it. But this is us. This is life. It's more quicker to take a pill than it is to believe the word. But he said if you abide in him, you should ask what you will. And it shall be done unto you. He didn't say, well, don't ask me no healing because I ain't healing nobody. He didn't say that. That's you. You don't want to wait. You're in a hurry. The pain is too great. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't stand this pain. We know that's what we do. Come on now. Hear what I say. That's what we do. We do that sometimes. But when you stand up and, you know, the fact is this here. Try it sometime. Stop thinking of the pain. Huh? And start thinking of Jesus. He said what? That healing was the children's bread. You are a child of God. Have you kept his word as we were reading it to you? Have you kept the word? Are you keeping the word? Are you holding tight to the word? And you're not allowing not one little dot of doubt come in? That means if the pain gets so so bad that you seem like you're going to lose your whole mind, but you just hold on, Jesus, I will hold on to you, Jesus, I'm going to believe you. Let me tell you, it will work now. I done tried it. It will work. It will work. I refuse to let the pain govern my life. Because it's going to have me so that, you know, I'm not going to believe God anymore. That's what it's geared to do. Geared for that. But, you know, well, you got pain. Well, I ain't going to say I don't have it because I do. And you keep on going. Now, you tell me, I'm functioning and I've had six accidents, six cars, different cars at different times done hit me. Okay? I thank God I'm still here because it could have been worse. And people will say whatever they want to say. It don't bother me. I say because I'm waiting for God to heal me. That's what I'm waiting for. Because he say you should ask what you will. I'm asking, I've been asking, and I'm still asking. I'm waiting on him now to do what? To manifest the healing. By his stripes, I'm already healed. By the word of God, I'm already healed because he said it. So therefore I'm waiting for the manifestation. Picture here. I'm waiting for the manifestation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Abide in him. Then you ought to walk with him. Walk the way he walked. You say, 1 John 2:6, that he that say he is abiding him ought himself to walk even as he walked. Yes. Now, them some tall shoes, big shoes you got to fill, ain't it? To walk like Jesus walked. Oh, he was fully committed to his God and his Father. Are you fully committed? I mean, you can't see nothing else. I've had family people used to talk to me, and I was preaching somewhere. I don't know where I was preaching at the time, but of course the word going to get back to you. They was talking about you. Oh, she couldn't get to the family funeral because she was out there with, you know, they put me not with Jesus. They didn't have it with Jesus. They see, they didn't know where I was, but they didn't say Jesus. They say I was out doing something else that I wasn't supposed to be doing because they didn't know, so they had to make up something. But you know, I say, Jesus, why come I can't get there? He say, let the dead bury the dead. I was about his business at the time, doing what he called me to do, where he told me to go and to be. That's where I was instead of there. Who wants to get there with them with the confusion? You ever seen a funeral without confusion? I ain't seen so many argue when the person dead, everybody arguing over something. Somebody don't want to pay the bills. Somebody don't want to do this. Well, I want this. I want that. And the user wanting everything. Keep all this stuff. Why don't we just send the person on in some peace? He didn't have no peace when they was here. You see? And I know it sounds silly to some of you, but this is the way my life goes. I don't know how your life goes. That's the way mine. Well, so I was abiding in Christ, and I cannot help when if you die and I'm way someplace else, ain't nothing I can do about that. He didn't say, go to it. I want you there. He didn't say that. See? And so I wasn't pushing nothing either, trying to get there. That's the way it was with me. You know, praise God. But when keeping his commandments, keeping Jesus' commandments, you're dwelling in him, you see, and he in you. This is a two-way thing here. You in him and he in you. And so that makes you know that he abides in us. He's with us. He say he's with us always, and he'll never leave us or forsake us. So he's always there, isn't he? Because where is he? The Bible say, great is he that's within you, than he that's in the world, did he not? And if he didn't say that, then you know, then you didn't have nobody in you. You be out there just floating by yourself. So he ain't leaving you alone. You're not alone if you're in Christ and you're keeping that word. You're obeying what the word is saying, the word that he have been taught, that you have been taught. It's in you. And don't you want it to remain in you? I know you do. You want it to remain in you. And it take up, how you say it, constant residence. It's always there. It live right there. It got a room in you. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Taking possession. And you know a word that I, cleaving unto a person, is a word in the Greek, pasomia, I guess you pronounce it right? Mean cleaving unto a person, persistent and loyalty. You know, I like a loyal friend because I am a person of a loyalness. I'll be loyal to you if you be loyal to me. But when you start abusing and misusing me, I got to leave you alone now. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna say I'm gonna be loyal then. I'm gone. You see what I'm saying? I'm gone. Ain't no sense in me lying. I'm gone. But I like to establish a relationship with people. I like that. But then when I see you out there playing and playing games, then I got to go because I don't let nothing stand between me and my Lord. I don't care if it's my mother, father, sister, brother, these children I got, grandchildren. I don't let not a one of them, friend or foe, stand between me and God. You see what I'm saying? Because the words that I heard that came into my life, they took root in me.
Yes,
see? And when those words take root in you, it makes you faithful to the end. You don't want to, hey, I don't like cheating. Huh? I don't think I'm cheating. What you call cheating? I don't cheat on my friend, I don't cheat on my husband, I don't cheat on my taxes, I don't cheat on nothing. Huh? Now, if I'm cheating, I don't know about it. Some things people call cheating that you say you don't know, that's considered cheating. You see what I'm saying? But if you're a faithful and loyal person, huh? You treat people right. You love them. You give to them. When people come around me, I'm always trying to give them something. I said I was going to stop it because everybody don't like you giving them nothing, you know. But that's my heart. Okay? I don't give them just me. I give them stuff, too. Okay? If I see something and I got a few dollars, I get it. You know, I used to have different things in my house that I had bought and didn't know why. I just had bought them and have them there. And that person come to my house, I try to give them. Now they can say, no, I don't want it. You know, some people is funny like that, you know. That's the way some people are. And you can't get mad with a person because they say, okay, you know, hey, I'm going to offer you nothing else then. You know, praise God. You see, you can keep on going. That don't mean we have to hate each other. Do you see what I'm saying? We still faithful, loyal to each other just because you just don't do it. That's because you understand where they're coming from, right? Isn't that right? So see, I'm totally different in that department. They told me to. I have done it once or twice, but I had to get back to what someone had told me. Say, don't refuse nothing somebody want to give you, because if you refuse one day, they may give you something you really want or expensive, you know. So I just started accepting everything, huh? Unless now, let me tell you, I do have a section to the rule. You should too. Unless you feel this person is trying to hurt you with whatever they are giving you, okay? Or it's stolen. Hello. Or it's stolen, okay? I'm trying to keep you out of trouble, all right? Because when you abide in Christ, Christ keeps you out of trouble if you listen.
Yes,
but you get in trouble because what? You don't listen. You got too much pride, but you can't tell me what to do. He can't tell me what. Who is he telling me what to do? Huh? Why we talk like that? Why? I would love to know. You know, I told them last night in Bible study that I do a lot of whys. I am a curious person about the why you came to that conclusion or why you didn't come to a conclusion there. Oh, must be looking wrong.
You didn't come to a conclusion. What made you not? You see? That is, I'm inquisitive. All right. I love learning, don't you? When you abide in Christ, don't you want to know all about Christ? You can know what Christ is meaning, what he wants you to do, and how he wants you to do it, and when he wants you to do it. The biggest problem is it this time now, should I do it later, God? Those are the things that we have problems with, you see. Some of you don't have the thing to say, well, I ain't going to do it. It's just that, is this the right time, Lord? Now, how many of you like that today? But now he's taking you into a perfection. He's building a perfectedness in you right now so that you can do what? Be on time. Do it in a timely fashion. Do you get it? Yes, yes, yes. Is there anybody that wants something to say right quick? You better come on and say it. Hallelujah. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Shit, man. Okay.
He really ready to go now.
I was listening to what our apostle was saying about that time. And, you know, I was thinking about it. And I said, well, on the basketball court, the player got 24 seconds to shoot the ball. To come down court to the other one. He got 24 seconds to shoot the ball. So, therefore, when it's at a timely fashion, everything go right. But when you hit that buzzer, time is up. You make a turnover. So we got to understand we can't make no turnover when we with this thing called Jesus. When we with the Lord, we can't have no turnover, and we can't make no mistakes. At this day and time, it don't pay to make a mistake, because once we make a mistake, it's over. Once we do things that's not in order, we are in trouble too. So we got to understand that God is with us. And then another thing what she was saying was about some people try to take one without the other. You know, what happened to the Holy Trinity? You know, what happened to that, the Holy Trinity? The Holy Trinity is what's happening. But, you know, people don't, people got their own set of rules, so to speak. They own, you know, and you got people coming out here with their own Bibles and stuff, you know, where they take this and they run with it. They take a little bit of that and they run with it. And, you know, it's weird on how people are doing these days and what's going on. They're really going back to the old days, and I mean way back, before Jesus was born, when all this turmoil was around the country, it was around the world, you know, where sin was running rampant, you know. So it seems that that's where they're going back to. So it's time out for that. We need to understand that it's time for God. If you didn't know God, you need to know him now. Because God is the one that's going to, Jesus is the one going to save us. He's the one that's going to continue to keep us. And we need to keep him in our minds. We need to keep him in our mouth and in our souls. We need to keep him. Because at this time and age, you don't know what's going on. You don't know what's happening anymore, because the world is so topsy-turvy and it's so despicable, so to speak. You know, because people are doing despicable things. People are in despicable despair. So we got to understand that the devil is running rampant. The devil is on his job. So it's time for us to be on our job too, because, you know, this is what it's all about. And back to John on the 4th and the 15th chapter, I was looking at what Apostle read here, verse 3 and 4. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except that it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. Now, you know, if we don't abide in God, where are we? We don't abide in Jesus, where are we? What are we going to accomplish? Where are we getting to? What's going on today? How are you feeling? I feel good in God, you know, because God is bringing me through a lot, and God is going to continue to bring me through long as I keep him. Long as I abide in him, he going to abide in me. And that's the way I see it. And those are rules to live by. So we need to continue to stay in with our Lord Jesus Christ. Because, you know, without him, we are lost. We, you know, if there was no Jesus Christ, where would we be? It would be necessary for us to create one. Because the world is so out there. Because the world is so in turmoil. Because things are happening. And things are happening left and right all around. And we need to understand that if we don't have Jesus in our heart, we don't abide in him, he's going to leave us out there to a vine that's going to dry up and wither away. So we don't want to wither away. We want to be strong. We want to be green at the root. We want to be good, you know, and bear some fruit. And that's what I'm here to tell you today. Here, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor Dungy.
Ooh-wee. All I can say is apostle, apostle, apostle. I'm in that line with you, and excuse me for pushing you back so I could put my foot on that devil's neck this morning. Hallelujah, God, you was all in my neighborhood today, all in my Kool-Aid. The devil's best just ain't good enough. I had to get out of the bed this morning, I mean like 4 o'clock in the morning. That devil had tried to beat me down all week long, all last week. My daughter in the hospital, they talking about cancer. Then the enemy tried to strike my body. I mean, all kind of stuff going on with the family. When you say the devil just trying to do everything he can, and that must mean we doing something right, I believe that. And I am not going to stop giving God all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. I thank God today that devil got 2 black eyes. He got a broken kneecap. He got a big old gut punch in his belly. Hallelujah, and we are not going to stop. We are not going to stop. We are not going to stop. Devil, I put you on notice today. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, you are trespassing on the children of God, and I command you to loose your hold right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I cancel every demonic assignment that has been placed against each and every one on this line, on our apostle, on our bishop, on our Mr. Benjamin, on Michael, on Sharon, Pastor Sharon. Hallelujah, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, that you are showing us, Lord God, that you are still on the throne, that you sit high and you're looking low. Hallelujah. And there is nothing too big. Nothing, there is nothing too big or small that God can't handle for you today. So do not give up. Do not give in to the fields of the enemy, because he is just trying to everything he can to bring us down. But he cannot bring us down, not when we stand in for Christ. Hallelujah. Our God is bigger than anything the enemy can bring against us today. Do not give up. Do not give out. Put your trust in God. Put everything that's going on, lay them at his feet and say, Daddy God, it's too big for me, but it's not too big for you. Hallelujah. I'm going with God, and I'm standing with my apostle today. Devil, I'm punching you in every which way I can, and I am not giving up. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord for that awesome word coming from Apostle Porter, coming from Deacon Michael, and you just heard from Pastor Dungy. I tell you, we serve an awesome God. So you know what? Remember to stay connected. And if you're not connected, get connected to the right source. We serve an awesome God. I continue to say, thank you, Lord. I thank God for the connection with Pastor Sharon, Apostle Porter, to the Logan International Ministries City of Victory. I thank God for that connection. Without that connection, only God knows. But you know what? Be connected to the right people today. Trust and know that God got you no matter what. He said he's not going to leave you nor forsake you. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. If you would like to bless the woman of God, even say, woman of God, I'd like to pay for this broadcast, you can go to our website, LogionInternationalMinistries.com, and hit that donate button. I tell you, know that your donation is being sold into good grounds. You are connected to the right source. That's Logion International Ministries. That's LOGION International Ministries. And know that you serve an awesome God. So today, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. And oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands.
Let go.
Let go.
Let go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Yeah, let God.